just Danish wienerbröd.
Yeah.
Called Danish in England. England. Yeah. Danish in England.
This is gonna go great. I think this settles us. We do it
Danish
all in English.
Danish in England.
They call Danish in England.
Okej, då kör vi.
Ja.
Radio Play.
Live från Stockholm, Sverige. Du lyssnar på Freak Show. Ikväll. Språkförbistring i studion.
We are, he, she, you are.
It's like a computer game where you just put words in.
Vi dissekerar hela One Love-konserten från Manchester.
They both shoots out of the cannon.
Boom, probably not boom at that situation, but...
Och Jakob tar heder och ära av Zlatan. No one kicks the football like one. Zlatan is in Zlatan. Mina damer och herrar, det är allvar. Det är helg, det är sommar. Det är den första veckan i juni. Och du lyssnar på Freak Show. Jag heter Messiah Hallberg. Jag sitter här med min kopp kaffe framför mig, bredvid mig. Som vanligt, Jakob Ökvist. Välkommen hit, hej!
Jösses, vilken kickstart.
Tack.
Trevligt fredag, Freak Show.
Ja.
Sveriges kanske bästa podcast.
Ja, men det har jag hört också att folk har sagt. Det här kan vara kanske. De har tryckt på kanske.
Ja, de trycker just bordet kanske.
Den bästa podcasten just nu.
Maybe the best podcast in the world.
Bra att du redan är på engelska, för vi har ju en English speaking guest today. Welcome in none other, all the way from New Zealand, via Bredäng, Mälarhöjden, that area of Stockholm, Al Pitcher.
Thank you so much for having me on the kanske podcast.
No, it's not
maybe,
the
kanske. Kanske the best podcast in the world. Freak
no,
show.
No, it is the best.
Yeah.
It is the best. Yeah. Okay, yeah, take bort kanske.
Take away the maybe. Yeah. It's recognized as what it is.
Yeah. It's so Swedish to say maybe.
Yeah, I know.
I'm the maybe only guy the best lover in the world. Take bort the maybe.
I think, I was having discussions beforehand if we should do this in English or Swedish, but I think right about now I'm certain we're going to do it all in English.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent. And is that judging on Jacob's?
Yep. Yep. Just on his performance so far.
Or me saying, can share?
No, both of
them. Yeah, perfect.
But you are, we are, he, she, you are
going great
living in Sweden, but you speak English.
The facial expression.
Right?
Yeah, it was right. The facial expression on Al right now. Looking at him like he's some sort of monkey.
It's like
trying
a
to
computer
speak.
Game where you just put words in and you don't know what's going to come out of the speakers.
But
do you, we, and you, it's like
a robot.
Join them up, yeah.
It's like those, 10, 15 years ago, when has to be 15 years ago, almost 20 perhaps, when they told you you could go into the website and type in words, and then the computer would say the words, and you're like, you are a fucking faggot.
Why are you here?
You are a dick. Basically.
It's over. Take the kids. I take the house.
And but then you'd realize it was Stephen Hawking. So
what's the big issue with Swedish? What's the problem with the language for you?
Confidence, an inability to get the right word. I say stuff like Flynn, and people go, "Who the hell's Flynn? Who's this guy Flynn?" And then they go, "Oh, you're Flynn," and I don't.
You pronounce
quite...
it a little bit wrong.
Yeah. I struggle, and I think it's that I think I totally understand a lot more than I realize.
But aren't Swedish more like, because that's like people telling me when you go to French, if you don't pronounce it perfectly French, is it pronounced perfectly?
Perfectly.
But
I
you
also,
understand.
No,
you...
but what I love even more is that you've invented a new country called French.
That's where the fries are from, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I understand you, but if you say, I was in Flen, and people look like frågetecken.
Some people just move on, people just kind of, he can't say it properly, let's get him through this. While others stop me and think
correct
it's a good
you.
Thing. But a lot of Swedish people are so, so good at English, Jacob. That I'm, that they're okay with it. So,
but is it also like a hindrance for you, perhaps, that you're living in? I mean, Sweden. If you have been living in like Italy, where they aren't as good in English, perhaps you would have learned more Italian than you have learned Swedish because you don't have to.
I tell you a sad point.
Please do.
Which is hurting me a little bit now is my 3-year-old daughter has a better vocabulary of the language than I do. And that freaks me out. And then she didn't really speak English. We went to New Zealand for 7 weeks. speaks English.
Wow.
Yeah.
7 weeks, now she can talk English.
Yeah, she was in a full-on 24-hour camp. But I think kids are like that. I think their brains are like little sponges. So it's fantastic.
There's no problem.
Although I haven't spoken to my kids for 3 years.
So, last time I talked to them was perfect.
What are you doing now? You're going out on a new tour this fall?
Yeah, the big... I start with the Sfaria Syndrome. It's the new tour. It's brand new. So it starts... I'm actually doing gigs in New York and London for Swedes.
Cool. You know? Ah. So like Håkan Hellström did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you and Håkan.
I did it last time in New York, and it blew my mind. You're just there, and there's like Swedes who have sort of heard about you and or seen you in Sweden, and then they've... I found a lot of time in London, you would say stuffing like, you know, Gurkha, and the part that it would be someone who had brought, it'd be a Swedish person who had brought a non-Swede, and I was kind of this introduction to, and they were like, Gurkha, he means cucumber, you know, like that. So
they help each other.
Yeah. And it feels good. It's going to be, I'm trying this time to talk about myself a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know?
You mean, well, less about the country, the
observation.
I don't know this, but I think people would like to know how I got here.
Yeah. I'm not going to speak for you, but I know, like, from my own perspective, it's when you go through that sort of phase, or you have that stand-up perspective change a little bit, where you're not going outwards, you're going inwards into yourself. It's a little scary, and also sometimes you notice that the people aren't as interested in yourself as you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
No, but I think it's a way to go. But the first time you stand like, well, you know what I would love to talk about right now is myself, and you see like these people go, well, fuck off, I don't be funny again. You
but
know?
I also think you grow up. I grew up quite a normal, you know. I didn't have like a one-legged father or something like that who would stab me with a fork each Thursday. You know, there was there's nothing too weird about it.
No, that's a good comedy show though.
Yeah. So you have to, the stabbing pirate. I remember I did one season and then they got rid of it.
But you have two parents who moved all over the globe.
Yeah, I suppose that's the story.
That's a big story.
But I want to tell people how much I love this place.
Aren't you back now in the Sweden material?
yeah, but it's about me loving it. I understand. You know,
A foreigner. Is
foreigner.
It foreigner.
Yeah, foreigner.
Foreigner. Forensic.
No, but it's cool. But you've done a lot of. I mean, this is like the fourth.
This is the fourth tour.
My God.
And
fourth hour, like of material.
Yeah, and it's mind blowing, man.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Like my mate Russell was on stage, Russell Howard, he's a big, big star in London, in the UK, basically. And he was on stage last night and he was like, oh, come and see my friend Al Pitcher. And this guy just shouted out, Fifan, like from the audience.
Yeah.
And that's like, I've got like a little catchphrase. It just feels, you know.
Yeah, and for the people that are listening, like, Fifan, they could maybe think that they hated you. FIFA!
Yeah.
If somebody, but that's one of your catchphrases.
But it's a bit like extras, you know, when he plays and he's got the catchphrase, you're right, you know, like that. So
having a laugh.
You're having a laugh.
Are you having a laugh? Yeah.
So
FIFA is yours.
But I love it here. I really genuinely love it. And I think the audience is like, Russell was amazing last night. And it was like half and half, you know, half Swedes, half non. And people loved it. So,
but I know when you do stand up, you put in Swedish words sometimes. Is that just because you like the words tunnelbanan, or is it because you want people to understand you better?
Tunnelbanan. What happened there? There was like
yeah, but it was like I saw this video. I was at the tunnelbanan. Sometimes you put them in. Is it just for fun?
I think there's much more Swedish in my next show than there's ever been.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a promise.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Cool. And you're starting when? September, October?
I start in September, all around the world kind of thing, and then October 27th, starting in Norrköping. And a few shows have sold out already, so it's going.
Congrats.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
Cool.
You go head to head to Messiah, who also going out on
tour. Yeah, I think he's already winning. I haven't sold out one show yet, but you know, it's coming.
But you're a great comic.
I am. I am though.
Maybe the best.
I may be.
Kanske.
I may be. Yeah.
No, I generally cool. think you're great.
Thank you. I always, like, that's also a Swedish thing. I can't take a compliment. I always go always. But in my head, I think, yeah, that's damn right. But I can't say it out loud. You know, it's a Swedish thing. You have to be gentle.
But do you think when you do stand up, you're getting away with it? Because for me, American comics are very much like, I am good, you know. Mm. I just came back from the hotel room at a three-way and I was doing this. And then
that's Morten Andersson's act.
And then you talk about like an English comic is that my stuff is like, I spilt a cup of tea on it. Oh God, I was a bit Hugh Grant about it. Or do you find that with stand-up that you're quite humble or are you, I know your character as such isn't, but I always think when people say things, I'm like, I'm just so happy I'm doing this. I'm just, you know, I can't believe people are turning up and I'm making them laugh, you know. And that's genuine.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I suppose it's just a different way of looking at it.
That's not the Kevin Hart opening when he shoots up the canoe and the audience is standing up and he said, this is the biggest stand-up show in the world. Stand up and shout harder, louder. Yeah. That's like, you can't do that in Sweden.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever seen someone come out of a canoe.
They actually got a real life canoe. That's amazing.
A canoe. It's like a boat, a canoe, and a nun together. It's a nun and a canoe.
And that's what I want. Kevin Hart is so big he can get that. Yeah. I mean, that's regular comic.
How big can you be? But maybe cannon, but not canoe. It's amazing.
No, but humbleness is that a word? Humbleness.
Humility. Yeah.
Oh fuck. As a comic, you. I mean, I always complain about shit. I always do, like my life, my situation, you know, who's selling more, who's getting better reviews, whatever, like always constant in my head. I'm never happy. But then
it's a great life.
It is a great life, yeah. But then sometimes my wife actually reminds me that you have a great life. You actually get to do a lot of shit that a normal people who goes to the office every day doesn't get to live through, you know.
Of course.
And that's the life of a comedian. You get paid to actually be on stage and, you know, have that sort of...
I think also you do... It's very hard. It's good to have ambition in stand-up, but it's very difficult to know how far you can take it.
Yeah.
Because you just never know. If you got something that went viral or you did something that just got them, and then all of a sudden, you know, that's the weird thing with stand-up. It can go massive. Don't ever stop thinking you can't go out of a canoe, you know?
At the end of the day, you're pretty lucky, you're pretty blessed, and it's pretty blessed life, you know? It's pretty neat to have people pay you to be up on stage and try to be funny. I mean, it's hard as well, but it's pretty... If you compare it to standing in a factory all day, you know...
Absolutely.
Yeah. What I'm getting at, I heard a couple of stories this week, actually, which are people that haven't thought about their life situation. They haven't really assessed where they are in life. And they haven't really had this thought process that I'm talking about now. They haven't really seen that they are blessed.
The Messiah Hallberg perspective.
No, but I mean, they never ever sat down and looked at their life, okay. I guess. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
A couple of people.
Have you heard of Bianca Ingrosso? Do you know who that is?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. Swedish.
Let's Dance dancer.
Yeah, well, Swedish celebrity, daughter of famous singer Pernilla Wahlgren. She's like sort of a Kardashian within Swedish fame. Yeah. She has a new reality series where they're following her family. And she had there was a news article in the week when she outed that she got paid like 5 million Kroner for that show.
Great.
But, yeah, that's
same
great.
Same fee for me on
that's,
this.
No, that's great. And she says in this article that she explains, you know, that this series shows her that she has to go to work just like any regular person.
Ah.
You know?
Just a ordinary guy.
Yeah. And this series is so great because exactly, that's my point. You know, a lot of people have said that she's a spoiled brat.
Yeah,
but this series shows that she's not. She has to go to work as any other person. And then when you say that, you're in a series and you paid a couple of million to be there, and the only work you have to do is sit around and be yourself for a full day.
Yeah,
I mean, not really the same thing.
No, I'm just saying it would be a nice passage if you would choose after that say that. Well, I am a spoiled brat, but
I'm a bit
at least,
spoiled.
Yeah, you know, just.
I also think that you know, people sort of have the, you know, when they look at stand-up, they go, I wouldn't do that for any, you know, I couldn't get up there. And maybe she's going on the angle of like, who wants this? You know, it's work, work, work. But talking about like being like blessed as such, it is quite amazing when we do this.
Yeah.
Like we just turn up and we grab a microphone and we do our, that's our job, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're not saving lives. And that's the thing I would go on the other side of what she's saying is, I would say, think about the people that are currently washing shit off a toilet.
Yeah, I think that would be a nice, the next sentence, which isn't in the article, would be a nice thing if she said that. And there's a lot of this. Sara Larsson, you know, the singer, of course, she was just put up on Arlanda as one of these welcoming faces. You know, and she's 19 years old, and she's very, she's brash, and she should be. I mean, she's
outspoken.
Yeah, but she's good. But she said, like, how does this feel when you're finally up on this wall? And she says, yeah, that's about time.
Wow.
Sure it is, but it's also like it goes within the same thing when you're 19, 20 years old, and you're just like, yeah, well, you know, they don't even consider their life.
Are you
blessed.
On the wall?
I'm not on the... Kodjo Akolor is on the wall.
Kodjo is on the wall.
Every time I get to this fucking city, I'm so annoyed. I'm going to turn around and go back to wherever I came from. Like, I can't... No, no, but honestly, I can see Kodjo there.
But I don't think he said that's about time.
He might have. He has sort of the same confidence as Sara Larsson.
Yeah, he has.
But he's a nice guy. Bless Kodjo.
And he's older than Sara and has done a lot of more things.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's a trend now. Jukki Boy. Do you know Jukki Boy?
No. Tell me more.
YouTuber.
Yeah.
He got famous a couple of years ago when he sort of shat on his girlfriend and made sex tapes and stuff. And now he's a big...
That wasn't part of the sex tape, him shitting on the girlfriend, was it?
It could have been, yeah. No,
okay.
Yeah, and now he's a good, big, huge idol for a lot of kids, you know, Jacob's kids. Love him. And he said, I have been bringing this up in the show a couple of weeks ago, but he was in an interview and they asked him, what's next for Jukki Boy? And he says, well, you know, I'm thinking of heading over to Hollywood and directing a couple of movies. That should be the next logical step on my journey. Why not, when everything else has gone so well? And you're like, what the fuck are you talking, like, what? No one.
Is it a generation thing?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
But do you think it's also somebody that hasn't got that there's no stopping this? There's like, yeah, of course, that's obviously what I'm gonna do next.
Yeah,
like there's nobody saying to them, hang on, just pull it back a bit.
Why is no one saying? And am I the ultimate Swede now? Final example then. It's a blogger called Kinsa, like the biggest blogger in Sweden. I don't know why I know all these people. I hate all these people, but I still get consumed with them.
They're everywhere.
I can't.
Except in the
ambitious world. It seems like a nice world, your world. My world is fucking horrible. But anyway, Kinsa, she blogged this week that. You know, she says, yeah, a lot of you are complaining I haven't put up a new video on YouTube. I don't really have the time. I need to, I felt like as of late, I haven't been performing as well as I would like to.
On the blog.
I don't know what she's, where is she, her performance? She's, of course, a very famous blogger.
Yeah.
Made millions of kronor. Great work, I guess, within her field. But it's just, you know, she's going to get married now. She want to slow down. And, you know, she want to perform. She's talking about the performance who hasn't been as good as it could be and should be. And then you can read, like, it's an article below that where she's saying, Kensa's panic before the wedding. The ring doesn't fit. That's the panic. And I'm just saying, like, I don't know. This is
the expensive ring.
This is pulled from all. This is pulled from all over. You know, all over. I'm just saying, as a stand-up, I think you should remind yourself that you're blessed and you have a pretty good life. And my wife she does that to me when I'm complaining too much. These people have no one telling them they should shut the fuck up and get a real job. End of rant.
My thing that I wanted to bring to this room, we're sitting here naked.
Yep.
I don't know why that's part of the podcast, but
tradition.
Jacob's idea.
Was the concert in Manchester, the Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Who I've never heard of her, right? But I just can't believe how brilliantly, for such a young person, she's 23, she's dealt with, you know, some of her fans getting killed, you know. There was a lot of this thing about when she flew straight out, she should have stayed there. But I just want to say a big shout out to
respect.
I just think she's dealt with it amazingly. You know, I mean, I can't imagine how much that would play on her head. You know, doing a concert and some of your audience that happens at your gig.
Yeah, wow.
You know, your name is on the ticket. So, and then I watched the concert, and I know you're a massive Oasis fan.
I am. Yeah.
Liam Gallagher.
What concert?
The One Manchester concert.
Uh-huh, they had afterwards.
Like, yeah, she organized that. So okay. She had Bieber there, who looks like, he looks like he's just on drugs.
He looks like he had no idea where he was. Like, yeah. They just placed him there and like sang a little bit, Justin.
Yeah, he looks like he needs to sort himself out. If you're listening, Biebs. And then
probably is, yeah.
And they'd like Take That, Robbie Williams.
They was Katie reunited.
Katy Perry.
Oh wow.
And then Coldplay.
But what Oasis were both brothers.
So this is the thing. They brought on it was Liam came on in an incredibly weird orange jacket, like Kenny from South Park kind of jacket.
Yeah.
What I loved about it was he was staring at all those young kids, like Liam Gallagher. You just sort of say to him, look, Liam, there's, you know, you don't have to start picking fights, but he was just doing Liam, you know, it was brilliant. But no Noel Gallagher. And then he sent out a tweet saying, get on a plane, you fucking.
I think he called him a sad fuck.
Yeah.
To be, wow. Quote,
do
unquote,
it for the kids, you sad fuck.
Yeah.
And then because he was invited but said no.
He wasn't invited. Wasn't invited.
But I think they could have made it.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, I think he flew from Germany, Liam, to do the gig. But do you think if they'd got back together, Oasis, do you think it would have taken a bit of glamour away from it? Or do you think it would have been a positive or a negative? Would it have been all about them? Or do you... personally, I'd love to see them back together because I think it would be hilarious, you know.
I do think, I know Noel recently had his 50th birthday party, and it's, I mean, of course, from a music perspective, it wouldn't be, I mean, they could never do what they once did. They became the biggest band in the world in 3 years or whatever, and they had some classical albums, and that's it. You should perhaps leave that at that, but like symbolism-wise, wouldn't be great if, like, at the Love Festival, you know, these brothers would...
In their hometown.
Yeah, in their hometown. They would bury the hatchet and just hug and sing. I'm starting to cry almost just thinking about it.
And then Don't Look Back in Anger has become this anthem of all that.
They both shoot south of the canoon.
Canoon.
Boom.
Probably not boom at that situation, but... But actually,
that would be horrible.
Weirdly, Coldplay had like a ticket tape during the gig, and you could just see people jump a bit. You know, I had a comedian friend who did I think it's called the Invictus Games or something. It's for people who have been to war, and then they come back. It's
like veterans.
Yeah, but it's like people in, you know, with disabilities or something's happened. And he used to do a thing about like guns and like, and he just didn't realize. And he was live on TV doing these noises. He could see the audience like, get down, you know, like, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Like the canoe on The One Love.
But I think it would have been good. I actually really like the new Liam Gallagher song.
Yeah, I think it's good. And it's finally, I think he finally, after a couple of decades trying to write his own songs, he realized that, I think he said actually in an interview that I realized that I can only write sort of verses. I can't write a chorus.
Yeah.
And I can't write a full song.
Yeah.
So I think he went to like Adele's producer or something.
That's right, yeah.
And it actually made him sound fresh. And my best friend, who always, he loved Liam's voice. He wasn't too high on Oasis, but he always said, yeah, why doesn't Liam go to like a house producer or whatever and just lend out his voice to these great tunes?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what he's done here. And it sounds fresh, you know. It sounds great, great vocals from Liam and like a fresh sound from it.
I actually once saw Oasis. I was in Sydney and they played a concert and I went along, but it was... on the way when they were all falling apart. They came back, but the drugs had started to kick in. And they had like a bounce, a security guy in the front who was just like looking and pushing people. And then Liam came out and spat on like the front row. Oh. And they were just, he just wanted to have a fight, man. He was just like, calm down, our kid. Calm down. You know, Noel's just banging out really nice tune going, what the hell? And he just had his arms out. Yeah, it was full on.
And now I'm a little bit of a hypocrite because I used to criticize these four other people for being sort of a Liam Gallagher-esque attitude to life. I mean, they don't sort of look at their life from a, from another perspective. And Liam, of course, has never done that. Perhaps now a little bit, but you know. So
but
I don't
he's
know.
In a band. They produce music. They do,
yeah, but I mean, just old? Perhaps the fashion blogger is the new rock star. You know.
Perhaps. Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps the Instagram star is the new blogger,
a model. Who was it, Linda Evangelista? She said, "I wouldn't get out of bed or for like less than £10,000 or something like that."
Wasn't it like $5 million?
Yeah, no.
No, it was like a lot of money. Yeah,
that's Soran Ismail. That's his new thing.
But but having said that, they've now released "Don't Look Back in Anger" and all the proceeds go to the Manchester thing, and that Noel's been very much about that.
That song has been like the anthem for
what did they
what happened
a new version or just the old single version?
I think it's the one with Coldplay and maybe Chris Liam Gallagher or something.
Yeah,
but although Coldplay sang it, did you ever see he didn't do a good song. He was like, gonna live forever, and then he was like, he's good at singing his own songs, that Chris Martin, but he should stay away
from the karaoke clubs.
Yeah,
but and also Liam has said so much shit about Chris Martin throughout the years.
Exactly.
And now he's like, yeah, whatever, I'm 40 years old, come here.
Yeah. And I also like his abusive tweets he sends out, and then he just writes LG in a cross at their little kiss at the end. I love that.
But he's like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Unless he's not the president of the United States, but like,
But the Ariana Grande crowd who were there, they can have no idea who the Gallagher brother.
No, you can see in a couple of them. These 40 years old looking like, why is this angry man on stage?
With the orange jacket.
But fair play to Ariana Grande. Yeah. I think she's dealt with this amazingly.
Big up if you're listening.
But also, it's cool because she comes from this, I think she was brought up within the Disney community, the same as
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, but like a couple of generations after, I guess.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. But so she comes from a world where it's very, bubblegum pop, very safe, very not the rock and roll-esque. You know, if you go to, if a bomb went off at like an Oasis gig, but people would have noticed, but it was like a little rougher, like lad cultural thingy. This was like kids and teenagers and an artist who was, of course, no one's prepared, but it was so far from her world.
Yeah, it was
world.
Kids as well. Yeah.
So to be 23 and have that dignity and to be able to do that is, I mean, yeah, sure.
That's going to be her legacy.
Perhaps, yeah.
Or?
Yeah, totally. She's from the Miley Cyrus thing. They're good mates as well.
Yeah.
So she was there as well. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Who is the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Who once Bill Hicks said he was going to hunt and kill for a TV series. He pitched that TV series.
Everything.
Let's find and hunt Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah. Yeah. Everything comes together. What a nice story.
Talking about humble Swedes, I give you this one. No one kicks the football like one. Zlatan, see Zlatan. When you jump, he's on the run. Zlatan, see Zlatan. He's on star as made him rich. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Badam, bam. Där har vi honom.
Never heard that English version. They did that back in the day, I guess. He's not doing it now in a kid's voice. That would be perverse. But
you know the France, Mr. Franz?
Yeah.
He won the Eurovision last year, what?
Yeah, he won the Swedish. And that song came out for Euro 2004, I think.
Yeah.
That
he won Eurovision. He did it in a very Swedish way by saying sorry all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. And where is he now? That's not my the point. The point is Zlatan. It's a big thing now about what salary he got from the Manchester United.
So this was just a nice way.
Nice
of,
segue.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. I loved it, and also in English, so he would.
Yeah, of course.
It's very nice.
Homage.
Yeah.
Beautiful, this, because beautiful, my Chester. English is like,
and it was weird that you kind of had this mini DJ set there. You're like, here we go. Before I do my story, you've heard Messiahs. It might have been good, but I've got music. I've got a soundtrack to this.
I always have a sound. You need a soundtrack to your life when you get out of the canoon.
Yep.
278 million kronor.
Yep.
Per year. Per year,
yep.
You said
that's fine.
Can you? You can stop me at
no. Keep going.
Keep going, and like 40 million of those kronor is from like samarbeten.
Yeah,
and the 225 is from United. But what I want to talk about is nobody has told. I am now the coach of my son Douglas' football team.
Oh,
he's 10 years old. He plays in Lennersta FF. And I must say, Zlatan is the worst role model for young football players there have ever been in the world.
Oh, why is that?
Okay.
Are you with me there?
Not quite. Because you went so hard into it.
I've got my boarding pass, but I don't know if I'm going to get on the plane here.
I'm not sure. No, because I am... Every day we train, every game we play, I say afterwards, laget är större än jaget.
Yeah.
The team
is bigger.
Is bigger than the meme. The me.
Than the meme.
Don't do any
memes on Insta.
Do not dribbla själv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Passa bollen. Pass the ball. The team has to be together.
Yeah.
It's we against them. It's not I, me. But
are they still here at this stage or have they walked off?
I just talking to myself. They are at McDonald's. I try to say to them, this is a team sport.
Yeah.
You're not the number one. We're going to win. We're going to lose. We're going to do this together. But for them, they have Zlatan. They have Ronaldo. They have Messi. They say, no, that's not it. I want to do the goal. I want to score. I want to, because Zlatan has told them, it's jag, I am Zlatan. I'd score. I hate Källström. I hate Toivonen. I hate all the other guys. It's my sport. It's my name. And I'm starting to be like, is it good for the kids to see these superstars as their idols? And they are just in the game for themselves.
There's no I in team.
No.
But
you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, but you want to be the three players you mentioned there are the best.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, when I was growing up, you'd go watch a Rocky Balboa movie and then you'd come out and just start fighting. You know, because you want to be Rocky.
You want to be Rocky.
Like the same thing with Brokeback Mountain, you came out and... No, yeah, but I
bought a telt.
Yeah, but I kind of, I don't know. I think you should aim for the best player, and then they become, then the team kind of plays around them. That's what.
Because I think if it would like, I want to be Jan-Ove Waldner, I want to be Giu.
That's an international
superstar. You know Giu.
Yeah.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
That's an individual sport.
Sound effect. Did you press play on that, or was that you?
That was just him. He can also do a very impressive soda. Listen to this.
Oh, nice.
I love that you grabbed a soda can even before I could introduce it properly. He is new. I have one other sound effect in me.
Instincts.
It's a real shit party trick as well.
No. It's not. Don't say that in front of him.
That's my best. No,
anybody got anything? Here we go. He's already got his can up.
He's there now. Is he drunk? Yes, probably. No, but I think if you're in an individual sport, of course you have like Björn Borg, tennis player. That's the best in the world. Björn Borg, old. I feel old when I say him. Take a new one. Stefan Edberg, also old.
He won like Australian Open in 88 or something.
Sampras.
It's pretty.
Sampras.
I have new tennis players. Who's the new?
No, I know.
Nadal, you don't, Murray, Djokovic.
But you don't you don't notice that after a while when you just realize. I had this discussion the other day about like music, and it was last week on the show where I was like, I'm dissing YouTubers, but I'm not worried because I have a great sense of what's happening elsewhere within culture, like music. Right now, I'm listening to the new Liam Gallagher track and also Henrik Bergen, who was like big in the 90s. So I'm like, I have no fucking clue what's going on.
When I go from Björn Borg to Andre Agassi, that's not helping.
That's
me.
Not enough of a leap, no.
But if when you're like a young kid in a team sport like football, you have to understand that you can, you won't be Zlatan, everybody, but it's okay to be Anders Svensson, to be Kim Källström, to be Toivonen, to be... Just another guy. For the team, Zlatan wouldn't win the games and earn all this money if it wasn't for his teammates.
I just googled when you started talking about this, because Zlatan, I don't know if you remember this season he had in Sweden. It was like half a season, 2001, before he left for Ajax.
When he played in Malmö FF.
And he had like a hell of a run. He played like 10 games, 8 games or something, but he just made a lot of goals. And he faced Hugh Gordon one. You remember that game?
He scored hard against him.
Yeah, and he sort of... and you can, of course, say that no one is bigger than the team and no one can make it do it all themselves. But Zlatan in that game, they won 4-0. Malmö, like away game. And Zlatan did 2 goals, and he was just crushing Hugh Gordon almost all by himself that game. So I mean, in Sweden, if you're sort of, I'm not saying you're wrong, but if you're going to become that kind of a superstar that Zlatan has been, I think you need to sort of set yourself out to be that superstar and be able to dominate, like in Sweden at least.
Isn't that a Swedish thing though?
But
you look at Zlatan and you think, we don't want, no one has to always be Zlatan. You've got to be...
You don't have to be best.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel that you know, if you're making love, you want to be the best lover, don't you? You don't want to be just...
I'm okay with being like the third best.
Anders Svensson lover.
Yeah.
He's not a good lover. You can see that. He's
okay.
He's gentle. He's all right. He's 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
But Schallström
always goes sideways.
Takes 6 steps back. 6 steps
back. But on the other hand, I think Zlatan is not the best lover. I don't know why we're having this discussion, but I...
you think he asked in the bed for himself?
I think he's in the bed for himself, yeah.
I think he's envying Helena, you got Zlatan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's thinking about himself.
You
while fucking
women. You lucky bastard.
Yeah.
He probably shouts out his own name.
Here comes Zlatan.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. Whenever I've seen female football, I think the Swedish team, they play as a team more than the males. The males kind of...
The Swedish national
team. Yeah, but the Swedish men's team at the moment... isn't, because you've taken away the big, big player, they're more of a team as well now.
Yeah.
So.
And also I was so frustrated when you're the captain of the team and he always, when somebody missed a pass shooting for him, he showed them where they should have put the ball. Here. I want the ball here. And he's the captain of the team. He's the biggest name. They are, of course they want to pass the ball to him, but they are not as good. They are like me in English. They are a little bit... They're there.
How is the team going, like, with your coaching?
Luckily,
you don't have to do it in English.
they're not listening to me. They say, I want to be Zlatan. I'm going to be Ronaldo. Everybody has Ronaldo.
But what are the results like?
We're losing all the games in this moment. But we're gonna,
so you're lucky to have your job, basically.
Very lucky I'm not Capello or...
It's like Pacino in Any Given Sunday. You're just there,
take
motivated.
The speech.
But there's no one else.
Listening.
I like him. There's no one else in the dressing room. It's just Pacino screaming into the mirror. All right, guys, let's
do it. They might take our life. Well, who is it? What team is it? Nacka?
Lennersta FF.
Okay.
And then we're in the Sankt Eriks Cup, and then we're meeting Hammarby and Djurgården. And
you're losing every game.
Losing every game because they are too selfish. Because they're too up to Zlatan and Ronaldo.
Are you thinking tactics might be the...
Get rid of the coach. Get in another one.
Yeah,
that would be great if you just got sacked.
I'd love it if you got
all
sacked.
All the kids just got together one day like, what the fuck? What the fuck is the problem here? It's this guy. Let's sack him.
One parent. We have discussed your coaching. You go, boy.
You need to go for the privilege of the team. Yeah, come on. No one kicks the football like one
slap. Perfect.
Yeah.
What a great outro. This has been a fascinating hour of discussions.
Yeah.
All in English, some in Swedish, something we couldn't really make out what kind of language it was, but it was interesting, right?
It was something.
Noise.
It was nice. And I liked it. I think it was a blessing in disguise to do it this way.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Go see your show. It's out in the autumn. Swedish Syndrome. Was that the name?
Yeah, Sverige Syndrome. And yeah, you get tickets.
Maybe the best stand-up show in the world. Or probably.
See, I would never say that.
You wouldn't.
I had someone.
Can you put it on the poster?
I had someone on the tunnel banner say, "You're the best stand-up ever," and I nearly chased them on the tunnel banner to kind of argue the point that I'm clearly not.
You know? But you got to say it, and that's the real point here. I mean, via that other guy, but it's still said.
Yeah,
it's out there.
It's out there.
That's deleted that part. Take that bit out.
No, that's great. Yeah, and follow the Al Pitcher on Instagram and Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, just do any of that. You're very welcome.
You can follow
me. Al Pitcher.
The Al Pitcher. Yeah. Yep. You can follow me at Messiah Hallberg. I don't know if I never do this in English. Messiah Hallberg.
Messiah Hallberg.
Köp biljetter till Den missförstådda profeten, min soloshow. Säljer på bra. Finns biljetter på messiahallberg.se. Och sen ska jag ut i sommar också med Nisse Hallberg och Isak Jansson, göra några datum i sommar Sverige. Då finns det biljetter på jävla08.se.
Wow.
Hoppas vi ses.
Det är klart vi gör.
Ja, det blir
och
ju
så
bra.
Freakshow på Facebook.
Och så Freakshow. Ja, just det, likea vår Facebook-sida.
Snart är vi 300 ett tag kvar. Men ja. Vi närmar oss.
Jävla härligt.
Influencers
vi
allihopa.
Men det är många som också kommer fram och säger härliga saker på stan. Och det tycker vi om. Vi älskar alla som lyssnar.
Det går ett rykte om att nästa vecka kanske alla våra ligg-tjejerna ska gästa den här podden.
Okay.
Det kan spåra.
Ja, verkligen. Alltså tjejer och ligg.
Exakt.
Jag tänker bara nu. Alltså bara nu.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about sex now.
Is that next week?
Perhaps. Yeah.
Thank you. Why wasn't I brought in for that?
Maybe next time.
Yep. All right. Have a good one.
Tack så mycket.
Tack så mycket.
Boom. Canoon.